The film I'll be looking at for this presentation is Crass. I will analyse the opening scene because I believe that although the film has many important features, the opening sets the scene for the audience and questions what the characters have previously been involved in, as the opening is actually the end. Crash was directed by Paul Edward Haggis, who also co-wrote and co-produced the film. Lionsgate Films distributed the film, which also won the Academy Award for Best Original Screenplay and the Academy Award for Best Pictures. The film, which is structured as a series of vignettes, is set during a cold Southern California Christmas, spanning a 24-hour period. Although the dual elements of the accident and consciousness connects to several of, coincidence connects to several stories, which are intended to prove that people form harmless prejudices from a combination of impressions and individual psychosis. Crash is also a form of collisions in vehicles, personalities, attitudes, stereotypes, conventions, and ultimately audiences' expectations. The first thing we see in the opening scenes is the credits, and in between the credits, a still picture of skid marks has been used, which I believe illustrates or reflects the scars in which the corruptedness had inflicted upon them. And it then dissolves into a number of randomly shifting automobiles, and the use of blurry lights creates the sensation of regaining consciousness after a crash or an accident. It then carries on with an overvoice of Don Cheadle before revealing who it is. Don murmurs contemplatively in a clunky statement that nevertheless sums up the film's approach as well as its premise. As he says, we crashed into one another just so we can feel something. This illustrates with an extreme close-up which show Don looking directly while speaking into the camera. Jennifer Esposito plays the female officer and is present in the car during Don's scene, but she's blurred out and the audience is not aware until he turns to consult her. The credits run in between the scenes with an overvoice from what occurred in the previous scene. This is effective as it leaves the audience wondering and wanting to know what had happened or what will happen. Jennifer gets out of the car after speaking to Don, and as she opens the door, a sound effect has been added to create a more dramatic effect to her words.
Sorry about that.
Okay. The panning of the camera from her car towards the officer and the other driver, and a medium close-up of a reaction shot of Jennifer adds more effects to the scene. Jennifer then looks confused, not clear of the accusations made against her, which could reflect the slight regaining of consciousness from the accident they just had previous. The title itself indicates that not only the cars collide, but so will the lives of the different characters, no matter their color, culture, or authority. This is illustrated by the first crash, which involves Jennifer and an Asian female, as Jennifer says, "I'm shocked to be hit by an Asian driver." This again illustrates the misuse of authority, which is a theme that runs throughout the film. The Asian driver replies, "I'll call immigration on you," and this suggests that she's an immigrant with little power and cannot do much. It then fades to black as they're arguing, which connects to the next scene of Don getting out of the car. And as he walks towards an unknown destination, the camera pans after him from a side view. The only sound which we hear at this moment is the argument between the officer and this Asian driver. The argument fades away the further he goes, and the camera only stops when Don reaches his destination. The setting at this moment suggests to the audience that that it's a crime scene with the use of lights, sirens, and the body bag and the yellow tape. The use of music in the opening scene is dramatic. Although it is non-diegetic, it is used to catch the audience's attention and also to emphasize the situation of the crash and the collision of the American societies. The intentions of the writer Haggis, I believe, is to portray the non-stereotypical image of American society as the outside world only sees the wealth and the lifestyle, basically the American dream, whereas Crash investigates the scars behind it. Crash also looks at our national obsession with race and raises some hot issues with startling frankness. Haggis wrote that his aim with this film was to explore how intolerance is a collective problem, and he did not set out to offend or ignite controversy, but to look at many different people, each with his or her unique perspective. As film, it enables us to walk, however briefly, in the shoes of strangers. In that sense, I hope that Crash succeeds not so much in pointing out differences, but in recognizing our shared community. This, I believe, Haggis succeeded in, but I would also say that the film is also about incivility and conflict, and that result from living in a fear-based society, where strangers are treated as potential enemies or combatants. I chose this particular scene because I believe that the opening to films play a major role, and also because the opening to Crash show the collisions of the lives from the beginning, even though it is illustrated throughout the film. The beginning with the overvoice of Dunn makes it more dramatic. I also chose it because it is the first issue in which the audience is introduced to, and also because as Don looks at the body of his brother, it dissolves into a white screen, and you don't see what he's looking at. That makes it more interesting, and it makes it like the audience is questioning what's going on at that moment, and would want to watch more.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.